Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center joining us today. We're back with Jim in just a moment.
Do you own cattle? Then this is an important message for you. There's a website you need to memorize, GoBobPipe.com. It's full of important information that can save you time and help make you money. Did you know at GoBobPipe.com you can design your corral right there on your computer? Plus, get a list and a price on everything you need. At GoBobPipe.com, you can solve the mystery of pipe schedules and gauges and learn what kind of materials to use for your fence and your corrals. At GoBobPipe.com, you can spec out an overhead bin, a gooseneck trailer, and livestock shelters and get a price emailed to you. At GoBobPipe.com, you'll see pictures and videos of cattle equipment demonstrations, hay trailers that load and unload themselves, and money-saving hay feeders in action. GoBobPipe.com. It's not just a website. It's an asset to your cattle business.
Also, box beef trade, record levels this last week. We're above $2.50 a pound now. In fact, above $2.51 a pound, even though we were a little cheaper on Monday. Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center says record territory right now, but it does look, he thinks, like right now we're at a point where we may start pulling back a bit.
For the week, the box beef cutout on the choice side was up slightly compared to the prior week and set a new all-time record high, as did the select cutout. Those were a little bit concerning because the volume was not large. Now, we have a lot of formula priced, and these reports just reflect the negotiated trade. But that's the lowest volume we've had in any week, essentially since the Christmas-shortened week of late 2013. So that's a very light volume level and one that probably does suggest that these prices are ready to tip a little bit lower on the wholesale beef front, as they already have on the fed cattle side.
And, of course, where levels are suggesting that consumers have been willing up to now to pay for higher-priced beef.
We look across the board, and consumers have been largely willing to pay these record-high prices, and that's been, you know, besides the supply side, both the supply side and the demand side have really come together to get us these prices and get us prices that are still dramatically above a year ago and dramatically above 4 to 6 weeks ago.
And while Jim is saying that the overall wholesale box beef trade cutout value seems to be getting a little on the toppy side, one market that seemingly has got some more up to it, cow beef.
This last week, the cow cutout value was up nearly $8 per hundredweight from the prior week. And over the last 2 weeks, we've added $15 per hundredweight to the cow cutout value. It largely reflects very low slaughter levels of cows. The latest week of actual data, we had total cow slaughter about 20% below a year ago. Year to date, it's down about 14%. But it really does reflect a very strong cull cow market. These meats that are used in further processing and hamburger and for a lot of manufactured meat items are in very strong demand. And it has also reflective of starting to move our imports also higher of those manufactured beef items, those lean beef products. So maybe here's one market that really hasn't quite topped out yet. And a little bit like we had in the fed cattle market recently, we should be getting towards the time of year where cull cow prices and wholesale cow beef prices start to erode. We're not seeing that yet this year.
Jim Robb with the Livestock Market Information Center, one segment of our beef market where the trajectory apparently still has got some upside to it. You've got the beef buzz on Ron. Neighbors, have you been thinking about how you might better drought-proof your farm and maintain or increase your profitability? Learn more about the value of cover crops and no-till farming at the No-Till in the Plains Points South Bus Tour the 5th through the 8th of August. Completing 9 stops along the tour, you'll hear from farmers and experts who will share what they know and have experience. Make plans to attend and register today at no-till.org or call No-Till in the Plains at 888-330-5142. 888-330-5142. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.